Good morning, a Monday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Sharchuk. I always say, hooray, hooray, another day. Chance to excel in every way. We've got to get this lockbox filled.
David, this is very, very serious. I mean, we got over $400,000 without asking. And now, for some reason, a lot of people thought, since we announced this incredible surge, that we would make it with no problems. Well, we have a problem. We need $700,000 if we're going to match what we did the last time. I'd like to do a little bit more than that, but it's really on us. Now, here's what's happening. It's obvious with the revelations from Bolton's new book. The New York Times got a hold of the manuscript, and Bolton says clearly that he was told by Trump that the name of the game here was to attack Joe Biden, and that it was specific. Trump has already gone a little nutsy and is tweeting, as usual, that he never talked to Bolton about this. This is the same guy who never talked to anybody about anything, didn't know any of the people who were involved in all of this, and there he is one more time, apparently lying. I trust Bolton on this. Point is that there has to be a reckoning now in terms of the marginals who can either vote for or not admitting witnesses to this Senate trial, where it looked like McConnell had the votes to hold the line. Now it's more dubious. I still think these people are incredibly hypocritical about this. But if, in fact, it turns out that there's going to be witnesses, then this trial could go on for a long time. Frankly, right into the beginning of the February fund drive. So we, all of us, will have the opportunity to either end this fund drive now, put the money in so that we can just go forward and do our thing, or not. And if we don't, where's the money going to come from to run the station? We know that. You all know that. Look, everybody understands it. You're in organizations yourself. You know what's involved. So that's where we are right now. Everybody has to understand that if they put something in now, we can shorten this. We can actually finish it, because you all depend, when you're in the car, when you're at home, depend on turning that radio on and hearing this trial go forward. So we know it's on us, all of us. Not me. I don't have that kind of money. I wish I did. I say, okay, here, poof, go away. But it doesn't work that way. It works with everybody puts their $5 in, or their $1,000 in, or their $10,000 in, whatever. Friends, it's on us. Let's make it happen.
2 weeks from today starts the on-air fund drive. Just over $250,000 now to go in that 2 weeks to get to that $700,000, WAMC.org. Well, we also have this video that surfaced from the Lev Parnas, Igor Fruman investigation that's going on now. That video being released, it was a donor meeting at a Trump hotel where Trump attended and seems to appear to say, basically, when he finds out that Marie Yovanovitch, despite that her name isn't used, they say Ukraine ambassador, said Trump's going to be impeached, so don't worry about him. That made Trump mad, and he basically ends by saying, get her, do it.
Get rid of her. Get rid of her.
Yep.
Look, presidents have the right to fire ambassadors, no question about it. But if it's done for a specific purpose, which is a re-election, and if it's done for personal reasons, it's particularly reprehensible. And that's what it appears happened in this case.
And then you have the Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and his dust up with Mary Louise Kelly on NPR. The interview, quite striking, and not only for what happens during the interview when she switches to Ukraine, she does not like, but afterwards when she's pulled into another room, rant against her by the Secretary of State, including grabbing an unlabeled map and asking her to identify where Ukraine is.
Which she could do, by the way, and also using the highly familiar F word and other words, according to her. Now, the president of NPR comes out and he says, we're standing behind and the rest of it. But one has to really watch very carefully what National Public Radio is doing. There are a lot of people who think that they've been tiptoeing around some of this stuff for quite a while now and not being where they could be. In this case, they really had a pie thrown in their face. And I don't know what they think they're going to do. There is only one thing to do in proper journalism, and that is to stand behind their people. All of us CEOs have gotten letters from the president of NPR assuring us that they're doing the right thing. And nevertheless, the devil will be in the way this is handled. And if NPR doesn't stand strong, it would be terrible for all of us. After all, we pay them a lot of money to represent us on the world stage. A lot of people don't understand that NPR works for the member station rather than the other way around. And I don't know about anybody else, but I'm watching this very, very carefully.
Well, you never know what's going to take over the headlines. And unfortunately, a tragic story emerged over the weekend, the death of Kobe Bryant, the right. L.A. Laker, regarded as one of the smoothest and most dangerous shooters in the NBA, a five-time NBA champion, two-time Olympic gold medalist, an Academy Award winner, an author, really considered one of the greatest basketball players of his generation, killed in a helicopter crash with his daughter. But nine people were killed in that helicopter crash, including a baseball coach, his wife, and daughter, and you just want to hold your loved ones closer. The world is mourning this today.
That's right, David. It just shows each and every one of us how tenuous life can be. It can be over in a second. Poof. You get on a helicopter, you get on an airplane. Now, the chances of it happening aren't very good. And yet, it happens. Everybody, every one of us, this nation truly mourns for this very articulate, brilliant man who has made such an incredible success out of his life, drafted into the NBA out of high school, immediately becomes one of the great superstars of basketball.
Our hearts go out to all those affected from the crash, and we hope that all of you will wrap your arms around your favorite radio station when you can and do what you can. WAMC.org. Alan, thank you.
And thank you, David. I'm asking each person to get to the lockbox, WAMC.org, and just do everything you can to make this station whole because we use it.